The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 106. Whose barbershop or bank book is it? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, you can pick up a brand new CD from Rodney Diller. There's also great new 50th anniversary lithograph prints for any Mayberry fan in your family. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Today's executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 103, is Ron Blankenship. Ron, thank you for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you guys with us. I just can't tell you. This is our second episode of season three. And so we're...
Hi, Cadbury!
Okay, thanks, Barn. Anyway, season three here of Two Chairs No Waiting, and we're going to jump right into this pretty quick. We've got some great stuff going on from some of our listeners, and we've got this is some feedback we got, and we've got some pictures to show you of this, but this is from Larry, and Larry writes in to say, only recently I discovered your Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, and I started listening in episode 100, and it's great replay of Andy Griffith's speech in Mount Airy. He says, I enjoyed it so much that I downloaded the entire backlog of shows and shoved them into my iPhone. And like many others, I listened to them while driving to work and to other appointments. Some Mayberry reality happened to me today that I had to share. I was driving to a restaurant to meet my wife for lunch. I was listening to episode number 17, which included a skit with Bert Miller, coming to Floyd's barbershop for a haircut to make him look honest. Floyd offered to give him a Marine Corps buzz cut like Gomer's. As I listened to that dialogue, I was entering the parking lot of a prominent intersection in Chandler, Arizona. I looked up and right there in front of my truck was Floyd's barbershop. I kid you not. In the window was a sign that offered buzz cuts. Oh, I truly had no clue that the store even existed. I've attached photos of the location, which he has, and I've got them. You'll be able to see them at facebook.com/twochairs. He goes on to say, I have a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show for a few years. It was started by myself and a buddy. We're both airline pilots and retired semi-professional musicians now. We picked It's Off, It's Way Off for the name of the chapter because of Andy's explanation of the quality of the Mayberry Band's performance during the practice sessions. We meet monthly or more often as schedules allow. Our meetings are simple. Members may be too, but our meetings are simple. We eat lunch and watch two or three episodes of the box set. So this is from Larry in Tempe, Arizona. So Larry, thanks for writing in. That's great. That's great. Floyd's Barbershop. So he just happened to be listening to the episode and drove up, and right in front of him was Floyd's Barbershop there in Chandler, Arizona. So thanks for writing in. Folks, we got one more little bit that I want to take care of because we got some voicemail from one of our listeners referencing Mayberry Day. So we want to hear from that. This is Tom. So Tom, let's hear from you.
Alan Newsom, greetings from Carolina Tom in West Union, South Carolina. Tom Rusk, just want to add my quick kudos to a wonderful 21st annual Mayberry Days. Wow, it was something else. Great to see all of you, the tribute artists who do such a beautiful job. And good to be part of that 14-car squad cars in the parade. Wow, that was really neat. Joey Fan was there and got a copy of his new book, and I won a chair. So, boy, it was worth the trip. I just want to say, I think the highlight of the weekend was Eleanor Donahue, Jackie Joseph, Betty Lynn, and several of the other stars commenting how much it meant to them in their senior years that we cared so much about them and their characters in the Andy Griffith Show. I just thought that was really nice. So while you're listening to this, we're enjoying the cruise with you all to the Bahamas, the cruise to Mayberry. You keep up the great work, Alan. We appreciate you. And hey, say hi to Mrs. Floyd, would you? Bye-bye.
Hey, Tom, thanks for calling in. Mayberry Days was amazing. And if you're watching the video podcast, I'm wearing my Mayberry Days T-shirt, or Mayberry Days T-shirt from Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It was a great time. It was great seeing all the cast members that were present and that were able to attend. It's great seeing Tom and everyone else. And I'll definitely pass along to Jan that Tom said, hey. So thanks for calling. And he won a chair. I need to ask him about that while we're on the cruise. This episode is being recorded a little early because we will be on the cruise, the Mayberry cruise, the fifth one. It's been annual so far, but I'm not sure they're going to do another one. But we'll be on the Mayberry cruise this coming week with Romina, my darling Romina. We'll be with her. So anyway, we're getting that done. So Tom, thanks for calling. Now, we got one more bit of stuff to go over. Now, this is kind of a rehash, so I'm saving it to the end. So if you don't want to listen, you don't have to. But from episodes number 74 and 75, we talked about Opie's charity. And in Opie's charity, you'll remember Opie finds a bank book that, it turns out to be Parnell Rigsby's. But he finds it on the side of the road, and he carries it to Andy and Barney at the courthouse. Andy looks at it. He says, oh, yeah, it's got $50. And in the purse is a man's purse. And he found it at about 3 o'clock and brought it to Andy. So he had to wait 7 days. You guys will remember all this. And if you don't remember it, go back and listen to episode number 74. And then on 75, because episode 74 of Two Chairs No Waiting is called, it's the question, and 75 is the answer about this Opie's fortune and where this bank book came from. Well, this just keeps rearing its head, and it's often that people just keep writing in about this. So I wanted to address it again, that is this Andy's bank book that we see when Andy comes back after he finds out that it was not Parnell Rigsby's, or was it Parnell's bank book? So there's a scene right after Opie comes in and gets the money. Then Barney finds out about the bank book, or about the money being lost by Parnell Rigsby. Well, Andy then, he's going to tell Opie, but he just couldn't tell him. It'd break his heart. So he's going to pay Parnell. So he goes around behind the desk, takes back out the cigar box that the man's change purse was stored in. And he reaches in there and he takes out a bank book. Now, this bank book is not a checkbook ledger, but it is a bank book. So let me play you this. This voicemail we got from Phil, and he'll kind of describe what he thinks, and then we're gonna talk a little bit more real quickly about it.
Hey, Alan, this is Phil in Fayetteville. Hey, I'm calling about 7 months late, but I'm just now going back on a lot of the old podcasts and calling about number 7475, Opie's Fortune. I had to weigh in on this one because I can't believe that I've had a opinion that's opposite of just about everybody else's all these years. But I have always thought that that was Parnell Rigsby's bank book that Andy was referring to. I just couldn't believe that Andy would say that about his own, because nothing about the show ever made us feel that Andy was in bad financial shape, especially to say, ain't that the most pitiful bank book you ever saw? I just, with him saying that and seeing Parnell's situation at his house, he wasn't very prosperous. I could see that going hand in hand. And taking a look at the bank book, I don't think that was snooping. That's just good detective work they were doing. So as two lawmen, they were just kind of going over everything they had on the case and shaping it out there. But anyway, that's just my opinion on it. I've always thought it was his, but I can't believe that so many others think the opposite. I can't change my mind on that. And one more thing, the check register. No, it didn't have any personal info, but that's you know, your own personal check register and your bank book, there's really nothing on that. That's just where you keep your facts and figures on your balances. And if you were to lose that, at least mine, there's nothing on there stating anything about myself. It's just the balances there. So anyway, a lot of detail. Only a tags fan could get that involved into something that happened, a small detail of a show over 50 years old. Anyway, thanks for the show. Enjoy it and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for calling in. Now, Phil had called this in, and then he wrote me an email, and we've been discussing back and forth at least three or four different emails, and he'd contacted some of his buddies, and all of his buddies thought that it was Parnell Rigsby's bank book. And, you know, I personally think it's Andy's bank book. If you watch the episode, now here's let's just play this real quick. I'm going to play the, let's see, where Andy is actually opening back up the bank book here. So here, let's just play this little clip.
Ain't that one of the saddest bank books you ever saw?
What are you going to do?
Well, I got to give Mr. Rigsby back his money. Got no other choice. If I tell Opie about it, he'll give the money back. He's that kind of boy.
You know, there's not many fathers that do what you're doing. Take the money out of their own
So Barney gets all choked up because Andy is taking out this money. Now, as he's done that, he has reached into the drawer, taken out the cigar box, and you heard that speech. That's what he's saying as he reaches in and he takes out this bank book. As I said, it's a bank book, and Phil talked about it being like a checkbook ledger. Well, it's not a checkbook ledger. It looks like a bank book from a safe from a savings account deposit book is what it looks like. And I did some screen captures. And they are going to be available also if you go to Two Chairs. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can do that too. You can go to twochairsnowaiting.com and click the Facebook link there. And this episode's show notes will have a link to these pictures. But there's a close-up that I tried to take of that bank book as Andy held it. Now, all you can tell is that there's something written on the front, and it's a circle-looking thing. It's embossed. It's probably either silver or gold. You can't tell. It's black and white show. And there's something written down near where Andy's fingers are holding the bottom of the book. So it's obviously some type of a deposit book. So anyway, I wanted you guys to make your own conclusions on this. And I want to ask, is anybody out there that listens, have you got a copy of this script? That's the one thing I haven't been able to do. I've done screen captures. I've done all kinds of things like that to try to determine the answer to this. You just can't tell. This is going to be obviously an opinion thing. And since it's an opinion thing, I've actually added a poll to twochairsnowaiting.com. If you go there and scroll down just a little bit there on the right, you'll see a poll that's asking you a question of whose bank book is this? We're going to poll everybody and try to come to an answer that way. But in the meantime, if you have a script that is a script of this episode, Opie's Fortune, I want to ask you, it's episode number 136 from season 5. I want to ask you to look at your script, if you have one, and tell me, a lot of times these things, the scripts will actually have stage direction. So it would tell you maybe whose script that or whose bank book that was. And then we'll be able to solve this question completely. We'll be done with it. So if you have one, let me know. One final thing, since this was about Mayberry Days, this episode, we were kind of getting some feedback from Mayberry Days from Tom. This same episode, at the end of the episode, or well, not the end, when Andy and Barney discover that Parnell Rigsby is the one who lost the change purse, there is a Barney's reading the Mayberry Gazette. Well, in the Mayberry Gazette that he's reading, as he realizes that Parnell Rigsby has lost this change purse, has on the front cover, you can actually read it. And so I did a screen capture of it. It actually says, it has these words as the headline: "Let Surrey vote Democratic. We'll get bonds," says Pale. Well, the only reason I mention that is not in getting political, but I'm telling you that because Surrey County is where Mount Airy is located. And since Barney's reading the Mayberry Gazette, and the Mayberry Gazette headlines are related to Surrey, which would be Surrey County, I would assume. Let Surrey vote Democratic. That would be the county, possibly. Hey, another little bit of evidence that the Andy Griffith Show was based on Andy Griffith's hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina, and Surrey County, at least loosely. So that's another little bit of trivia for you guys, and I thought you'd enjoy it. That picture, as well as all the others, will be over at facebook.com/twochairs, and you'll be able to see them. I'll have links to them in the show notes, and we'll be able to listen to all that stuff. So we want to find out about this bank book because, you know, the truth is, you know, well, this.
Well, actually, Barney, I don't have a paper. See, we just talked it over like friends, and they shook hands, and that was that.
They shook hands? You mean they didn't sign anything?
No.
Well, then the case still isn't closed. It's as open as it ever was.
It's as open as it ever was, this case of the bank book. So I want you guys to help us solve this case. So let's not leave it open as it ever was. Go by twochairsnowaiting.com and vote. And I'd like to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can leave me a note at floyd@mayberry.com by email, or you can go to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave notes there, or go to facebook.com/twochairs, spelled out the number two. Don't write the number two. And you can leave messages that way. Well, folks, that's all we've got this evening. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, everybody.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.